Back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to text the show, 713-780-3776. You can get us on the Blitz Facebook page, send a message. Aaron keeps an eye on that. It's his chance to participate, although he already participated earlier in the show, so you don't have to make him feel good about himself. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975, at Tyler Drew Scott. You text the show, you know the number for that, and come join us out here at Tight Ends in League City, where nice crowd, nice tight ends, lots of food, lots of booze. If you're just getting off work, come on out. We'll be here till 7 o'clock. Nick will be here till 7 as well. If you want to meet the legend that is Nick Sciarra, not one of us, apparently. But speaking of drinking, I have a story for you.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me if this shocks you or not. Apparently, drinking has hit a 30-year high in the United States. The average American has 500 drinks a year. Does that seem high to you?
It seems way high.
Yeah, because I know I have way more than 500. I don't consider myself average. But for an average person, now you're talking about, well, it's what, one and a half a day or something like that? That seems excessive.
I don't know if I drink 500 drinks a year.
Oh, I do. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt.
I don't believe. I think that number's high. And I drink. I drink my share, certainly.
Oh, I bet you drink way more than 500.
Yeah, I probably do when I add it all. But like,
I mean, I don't want to think about that because that sounds like a lot because it's 2.3 gallons. I mean, that's a good week, really.
It's 2.3 gallons per week?
Per year.
It's more than that.
Well, I'm guessing if they're counting what they're counting as a drink is like a really small shot.
Oh, okay, like 1.5 ounces.
Yeah, because if 2.3 gallons.
I'm gonna say like that's.
Yeah, they're counting a bomber as probably four beers.
I mean, there's been nights where I probably drank over a gallon of beer.
Yeah,
you know?
I would agree with that.
Maybe 2 gallons.
But apparently,
honestly.
This was
actually I'm pretty sure I drank at least 2 gallons the day I was in Belgium, and it wasn't like high ABV beer, but it was enough that like my stomach hurt really bad, and I had to eat like all the Tums.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Also part of this study, wine consumption has gone down for the first time since 1994.
They must not be married to my wife. Wine consumption has gone up.
Yeah, she getting into the wine world now?
Now? I mean, yes. If now you mean, like, yeah, all the time, yeah, she's into wine.
I'm not a big wine guy. I definitely don't have 500 wines a year. There's no question.
No.
But they point out that more than 88,000 Americans die each year from excessive drinking, more than died from drug overdoses.
Damn. Well, I haven't died yet.
Yeah, I haven't either. And you know what? To make it as far as I have, I feel pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty. So, that's impressive for you, especially.
Yeah, no question.
You've been at this for a long time.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm a professional.
Memphis's basketball court. You forget until you see it on. Every time I see it, I'm like, God, I can't believe they play on that thing.
Yeah,
it's not good.
It's hey, it's not quite the blue field at Boise, but it's close.
Aaron directed me to a really interesting story that came out a couple days ago.
Okay.
2020 states with the most racial progress. So basically, it goes state by state to see what states are the most integrated. And this ranking, this ranking measures the current integration levels of whites and blacks. We also have constructed a separate ranking of the state's racial progress levels achieved over time.
Okay, but this doesn't include anybody except whites and blacks.
Whites and blacks, which, by the way,
that's pretty racist, frankly.
Yeah, let me tell you. So number one on the list is New Mexico. I lived in New Mexico. Do you know how many black guys went to my school? There was like three. And I'm pretty sure two of them were adopted by white families. There's no black people in New Mexico. Number two on the list is Hawaii. I don't know if there's a lot of black people in Hawaii, but apparently they're integrated really well.
Well, do Samoans count?
No.
Okay,
it's
then.
Black or white.
All right. Well.
So do you want to venture a guess as to where the great state of Texas falls on most racially integrated amongst the states?
17th.
Sir, Texas ranks fourth on the list.
Wow.
The black man and the white man in Texas get along better than 46 other states and Washington, D.C. We are only behind New Mexico, Hawaii, and Wyoming, which I contend
Wyoming.
None of those states have black people. You can't count them as integrated if there's no black people. But Texas, fourth on the list, and surprisingly, like, there's some states that make the list that you would have said, really? That West Virginia, fifth.
Interesting.
Kentucky, seventh.
Okay.
The great state of Virginia.
Virginia, sir. Don't you denigrate Virginia, sir. I will not stand for that, sir.
Virginia falls at number 13, representing the 13 colonies, of which Virginia was the first. Georgia is 14.
Where's Savannah ranked, sir?
Alaska is 15. Lots of black guys in Alaska. Like, tons and tons, let me tell you. Almost every black guy I know is like, yeah, man, I'm leaving Houston. Where are you going? Just somewhere where it snows all the time. That's my kind of spot.
It's either going to be Alaska or New Mexico. I just don't know.
I'm looking for someplace really cold.
Cold or a desert. I just don't know.
Well, let's get down to the bottom and let's figure out who's not racially integrated.
Okay.
Here's your bottom 10. And this goes to 51 because they count Washington, D.C. in the list. So we'll go 41 through 51. Number 41 is our neighbor to the east, Louisiana. Did you know that black-white relations in Louisiana weren't great?
I did not know
I
that.
I never would
never
actually,
would have thought
I absolutely
yeah,
knew that
no,
to
no,
be true.
No shocker there.
Nebraska, which also what I would have thought, I mean, like the four black dudes in Nebraska, they're not treated well there. That seems odd. Michigan, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, North Dakota, not great with race relations, apparently. Illinois comes as no surprise.
Yeah.
South Dakota.
Yeah, can we just combine those Dakotas at some point? I mean,
it'd be nice.
What is the point of having two of them?
But I think if you combine the two Dakotas, they'd be too big of a state. They'd have too much clout.
Yeah. Now they'd have 80 people instead of 40?
Yeah. Number 49, Iowa.
Okay.
50. Oh, should have known, Joel Blank. Wisconsin, number 50.
Oh.
Number 50. And number 51, Washington, D.C. The four categories are employment and wealth rank, education rank, social and civic engagement rank, and health rank. Washington, D.C. ranks 51st out of 51 in three of the four categories, 45th in another.
Interesting.
Texas ranks in the top 15 of every category.
Well, there you go. We're special.
Yeah. So, way to go, Texas. Like, way to be, you know, everybody's kumbaya getting along over here. Good for us.
I like, we can market this, AJ.
But New Mexico, that's a made-up stat. I'm sorry. It's just, it's
Texas, we're number one except for the made-up stats.
Yeah.
How about that?
Texas, the top states for racial integration where there's actual racial integration. Like, that could be us.
Yeah. Texas, we're better than West Virginia.
Yeah.
I like it. I think there's some potential
well,
here.
That's according to Wallet Hub.
Ah.
So
All right. Well.
And there's it's got the racial progress over time to let you know how we're doing historically. Over the long haul, Texas is number two. Now we only trail Wyoming in the historical sense, apparently. And Iowa number 51 when you get historical. Not good.
But we got to look at where we are now. I mean, that's
where
what progress is, right?
We're fourth now.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. It's disgusting.
Good job. You made it till 6:13.
That's disgusting.
Oh, that's a...
There's ladies here.
There are ladies here. And
working here.
You should come check them out at Tight Ends here in League City, where we will be for another 47 minutes or so as we broadcast the Blitz live from here. I think we're back next week. Is that right, Aaron?
Yep, we're back on Wednesday.
Okay, and then we'll be at Sam Houston on Friday next week.
Yep.
Okay.
So lots of road trips coming up.
Lots of action.
Indeed, sir. Indeed. Hey, I have to tell you about mybadexperience.com. And if you've lost time or money with a business that gave you a bad experience, well, this is a new site where it's your duty to share the ugly truth about bad business. For $4.99, you can tell all. And you might even be able to reach a resolution with the business. This isn't a troll site. Everything's verified. But if you have a contractor comes in and totally screws you over and then disappears, well, for $4.99, you can tell the world about it. So visit mybadexperience.com today and warn others about it. And like I said, maybe you get a resolution. And it's possible to get that resolution. And the process helped the consumer get compensated. This is a real site, guys. No fake stars or ratings. You read the reviews. No ads, no BS, just the truth. And you can help others before it gets too late. This is a great place to go for $4.99 to post any bad experience. That's mybadexperience.com. A paid review is a legit review. Stop bad business. My bad experience.
Jay Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Tight Ends in League City. If you want to get in, want to text the show, 713-780-3776. I have some good news for you and Aaron.
Okay.
A study has discovered that women are more attracted to men who have beards.
Makes sense. Tyler used to get all the chicks now.
Yeah, not so much. It says, beards made men seem more physically and socially dominant.
People often say that about us, that I look more physically and socially dominant than you.
Maybe physically, I don't know about socially.
I'm a social butterfly.
Yeah, exactly. However, they were not seen as a sign of cleanliness. So those women who did not like hairy faces may have been turned off by the fear that they may contain fleas or lice. I know a lot of guys with beards. I don't think I've known one yet that has had fleas or lice in their beard.
I'm sure it happens.
But the study was conducted on almost 1,000 American women. They basically were aged between 18 and 70. And they showed them images of three different men. The men's faces have been photographed with a full beard, without a beard.
It was the same face.
Yeah. And then after being photoshopped to appear either more masculine or more feminine. And... apparently.
Did they use Jason Momoa?
Well, I mean, probably.
Oh.
I mean, they probably use handsomes, which, of course, right?
Yeah.
They're going to look at that and say, yeah. But in general, they like the men with the beards.
Shocker.
It says it signals a physically stronger and more socially dominant male. It emphasizes masculine traits like a large jaw while also hiding unattractive parts of the face.
That's what it does for me.
Well, maybe I should do that.
Like, unattractive parts, like, pretty much all of
them. Well, that's all of mine, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you just let your freak flag fly.
Maybe I should go the beard route. So.
And you said it doesn't grow very well. Go get Dr. Linvale to put some of your head hair.
Well, no, it grows fine. It just grows in all these different colors.
So use just for men.
Well, I mean, I already spend enough on that for my hair.
Mine grows out in different colors now. I've started to get this salt and pepper look, too. So, it is what it is.
Yeah, if it were just two colors, that'd be okay, but it's like four.
Okay.
And I don't, but I've never let it grow out enough. Like, I'll try. Like, there'll be a couple weekends. So, you know what? I'm going to grow it out this week and see what happens. And I'll get to, like, Tuesday, and it's like, nah, I got to shave it.
I think you should just go for it.
Eh, maybe I will.
What do you think of the Odell Beckham arrest warrant being issued?
Dude, is he about to become Antonio Brown? Is he just going off the deep end with stuff?
I mean, yes and no.
Yeah, he slapped a guy in the butt. Woo.
Yeah. Now, and then I get like, well, should he be arrested for that? I don't know. What if it was a lady security guard?
That's a little different.
Why?
Because that's...
But shouldn't it be the same rule of, like...
Well, apparently it is, since he's going to get charged for it.
Do you feel like he should be charged for it is what I'm asking.
I don't think you need to go touch people's butts. I don't care, male or female.
Yeah,
without permission.
Like,
no.
If it's one of your teammates, you smack him on the ass, okay. Like, maybe not the guys who are, like, paid to make sure everything's running smoothly.
Well,
let the guy do his job.
I think sports needs to kind of get past that, too, now, and quit slapping each other on the butt and making it okay.
Odell Beckham's just a weird dude. And, by the way, you know who's really not going to like the new Browns coaching hire? Odell Beckham. You remember all the bitching and complaining that Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen did about how many catches they were getting? Well, that's your coach now, Mr. I want to run, run, run. I want to pound the ball. Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, and y'all were yelling at Freddie Kitchens? Oh, it's about to get worse. It's about to get worse because now you were yelling at Freddie Kitchens. He was at least trying to get it to you.
Yeah.
Stefanski doesn't care if you get it or not.
What'd you think of that hire?
I thought it was fine. I'd rather have Bieniemy.
Yeah, but I would too.
You know, I don't think it was a bad hire. I think he's been a well-respected guy. I think he did a good job with that offense. So I think it just depends on what style of offense you feel like you want to run. You know?
Yeah, I don't think he had the best year as an OC, but.
I will say and the Browns have the versatility to run things the way they want. Like, Nick Chubb is legit. So everybody talks about the passing weapons for the Browns, but Nick Chubb, I think that dude's a stud. So maybe they realize, hey, we want to have our offense look more like that.
Well, wouldn't you rather trust him than put the offense in Baker Mayfield's
yes.
hands?
Yeah, because that's the deal. With Stefanski's offense, the bulk of the offense ran through the running back. Receiver was able, because the running back was so successful, the quarterback and the receivers were able to thrive. And in the Chiefs offense, for instance, everything's on the quarterback. Everything only works if the quarterback's great. So yeah, it does make more sense to go with a guy like him than Bieniemy, maybe, but I also was a fan of Eric Bieniemy, and I mean, guys who have great quarterbacks typically don't get fired.
Right.
You know, it's those jobs rarely open up.
I just feel like I want whatever I can get out of that Chiefs offense right now.
I think I'm with you.
And it goes back to what we're talking about Texans. I'd like to see them go and get somebody out of that program to help with their offense.
Yeah.
Or out of the Saints program like Orgeron did with Brady. Or out of McVay's program. I mean, something different, man. Something that's been working. And I know the Rams didn't have the best year this year, but...
Well, you also can't worry about one-year samples either.
Right, and, I mean, they also stubbed Jared Goff, so.
I mean, Mike Vrabel got hired after coaching the 32nd defense in the league.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's a pretty decent hire. You know, it can happen.
Yeah, I just, I'd like to see, well, it doesn't matter what I'd like to see with the Texans because they're not going to do it, but I'd like to see them get a piece of that. And if I were hiring a coach right now, I'd want to get a piece of that Chiefs offense. I just think that's, and everybody wants to hire offensive coaches.
Yeah,
that's the direction I would go, but they didn't ask me. 12-9 Memphis over Cincinnati. Like, pretty much everybody in that conference already has a conference loss, which
yeah.
is really weird because Wichita State lost last night to Temple.
Yep, bad matchup for them. Wichita State, Houston this weekend.
Yeah, on Saturday.
Should be a good game
at Wichita. So yeah, Cougars. I watched that game last night. They. Better stretch shooting three-pointers, but, man, I don't know why teams don't just zone them to death. Because they just cannot shoot from the outside night to night. But all right, 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. Or you can hit us up on Twitter. We're out here at Tight Ends in League City for another 34 minutes.
All right, man, I got to tell you about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Start the new year right with Allstate Siding and Windows. Guys, the Houston weather, it's unpredictable. Today it's warm. Tomorrow it'll be cold. I mean, it goes back and forth, back and forth. So if you're heating or cooling your home, the pros at Allstate, they can help you by checking your older windows for drafts. Check them out. See if you've got leaks, if you've got drafts. You can get them checked out, get them taken care of. I mean, call Allstate Siding and Windows today. Free window inspection. You can't beat free, right? Free window inspection. Plus, 30% off all window packages, $2,500 for all full siding jobs. They're family-owned and operated. They have been for over 45 years. It's a company that's going to be around because they've been around. Military and senior discounts are available. Remember, you want the best rate? Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com.
E.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz live here at Tight Ends in League City. Nice crowd. Nice tight ends. Plenty to see here. Plenty to eat, plenty to drink, plenty to see. We're going to go to our man, Rafael Esparza, former Las Vegas Sportsbook Director. He's a gambling analyst at DocSports.com, MyBookie. You can follow him on Twitter at VSI DocSports. Rafael, how are you, sir?
I think they hung up on me.
Nope, we're here. You there?
Yes.
Hey, okay, so, yeah, you there, Rafael? All right, I guess he can't hear us, so maybe you guys can work that out. All right, yeah, just let me know when he's on. We'll go over the – we only have three meaningful games left to bet on, so.
Damn.
And for those of you who are still asking for hockey picks, the games have already started now anyway, so if you missed it,
Too late.
Yeah, yeah. We'll effort Rafael here, and hopefully we'll get him on. So, by the way, some people were asking. I talked to my daughter last night about that shooting, and man, that is your worst nightmare as a parent.
You talked to her about it?
Yeah, I talked to her a little bit.
Did
last
she know
night.
The kid?
I think she did. Yeah. I'm actually going to hang out with her this weekend, so I'll get some more details in. But scary stuff, man. It really is. But you know, thankfully, it could have been a lot worse. All right, let's try it again. Rafael Esparza. What's going on, Rafael? What's going on, Rafael?
They hung up on me again.
Okay, this we're just going to have to punt on this guy. Sorry.
I can't hear them.
Yeah, he can't hear us. And
all right, well, we'll try him tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, let's just try it tomorrow when we're in studio. So this is why we don't take phone calls when we're on the road. It's because it's just, you know, it's hard to hear. There's all kinds of things going on there. So we'll try it tomorrow. I have a coaching hire for you.
Okay.
And I think this was the ultimate bait and switch. Missouri State. Isn't that where Granato's kid went?
Yes.
They have a new head coach. Apparently the rumor was it was going to be Art Briles.
But it's not.
No. So I think they totally baited and switched here. They threw Art Briles out there so that people go, oh, no, not Art Briles. And then they hired Bobby Petrino.
Well, I mean, it's better than Art Briles, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all he did was, you know, bang a young girl and crash a motorcycle. I don't really see that as being that big of a deal. I mean, yeah, he's kind of a scummy guy. But isn't that... It's not really that bad, comparatively speaking.
Yeah. I mean, he seems like he'd be useful.
I mean, I think at a school like that, he'd do great, right?
Yeah.
And he's only 58.
I mean, he's done fine at schools bigger than that, so.
Yeah, I would think he'd do great there. So, I don't know. Does Granato's kid still have
I don't think he has eligibility left. I think he's done.
That's too bad, because
he's still on the roster? No, he's done.
Yeah. He was a senior.
Yeah,
this
I know
year.
John took a day off to go watch him graduate. So,
well, there you have it. So, interesting hire. But I love how they did that. Let's throw our brows out there. Everybody, oh, no, not our brows. Okay, Bobby Petrino.
Yeah. It's actually a good call.
Yeah, I think it's pretty smart. I think a lot of schools should do that. If they're going to hire somebody who's a little bit controversial, use that Art Briles card. Bring Briles in, talk to him, and then hire somebody else. That dude's going to get a job soon, though. I mean, it's going to happen, right?
I hope not, but you're probably right.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, his name starts, like, it popped up at Lamar, it popped up here. He's going to wind up at one of these schools that doesn't care about anything, but, hey, we need to start winning.
Uh-huh.
And that's what he'll get. But all right, 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. One more coaching hire. I think this is a good one. Did you see who Oregon hired as their OC?
I did not.
Joe Moorhead.
Not a bad hire at all.
Yeah, who I mean, and frankly, I guess it was all off-field stuff at Mississippi State that was going on, but you know me, I love hiring guys who had success as a coordinator. He wasn't a bad head coach. But he's had success at a lot of places, so that's a good fit for Oregon.
I think so, too.
And a good hire there. And sometimes, man, these coordinator hires can be as important as a head coach hire, because I still am not sold on their head coach. And then we didn't talk about your buddy Luke Kuechly calling it a career.
No, we didn't. And that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about. I tweeted about it and had a lot of conversation about it, but we never talked about it on the show. But in my mind, Luke Kuechly's a Hall of Famer. And I know he played, what, eight years, something like that?
Yeah.
But all pro basically every year of his career. I mean, he's been the best linebacker. He or Bobby Wagner, one of the – I mean, they're 1 and 1A. The best linebacker the entire time he's been in the league. You could basically pencil those two names in at linebacker right. All pro right. Every year.
And when he's been healthy, I think he's been the best.
Luke Kuechly, Bobby Wagner, and some other guy. But it's always those two. So, and it's, I mean, he's retiring for, so he can have a better life down the road. I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I mean, and more, I think we're going to have to kind of redraw the map of what makes somebody Hall of Fame worthy. Because you can't tell me Rob Gronkowski's not a Hall of Famer.
Oh, Calvin Johnson. Another one who retired early.
Yeah, and now we're seeing it more and more. I mean, Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Rob Gronkowski, Luke Kuechly, Doug Baldwin. Doug Baldwin's probably not on the level of those other
right.
three guys, but I mean, you're seeing guys who still have prime career left walking away so they can be healthier down the road. Are we going to punish those guys? I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't know that in Luck's case, I just don't know that he did enough.
And that's
but
fine.
In Kuechly's case, I think he did.
Luck, he plays a position where the standard is pretty high. I get that. But yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair argument. But Kuechly, Gronk, these guys who are walking away because they want to have a better life after football, it doesn't mean that in 8-9 years you can't make a Hall of Fame career. I'll be honest, Terrell Davis. Listen, who do you think's a better who had a better career, Terrell Davis or Luke Kuechly? It's not even close.
Yeah.
And I know
Davis won a couple Super Bowls.
He won Super Bowls because he happened to be on the same team as John Elway. Okay. I mean, that's – we can't – and what other running back is in the Hall of Fame just because of Super Bowls? I mean, because if you take those Super Bowls away, I think we can agree Terrell Davis, not a Hall of Famer,
no,
right?
No, definitely not.
So, to me, you can look at Luke Kuechly. Yeah, did he ever win a Super Bowl? No.
Got to one.
Was the best player on one. I mean, to me, he's a no-brainer, and I think we need to stop with it. Oh, he didn't play long enough to be a Hall of Famer. Like that, I think the days of a 15-year NFL career are that's going to be the way of the dinosaur soon. I think soon we're going to look at it and go, if you play 10 years in the league, that's a really solid career.
I would agree. And, you know, I know it's hard for him, but good for him walking away before it's too late. I wanted to get to this before we wrap things up here, but Barstool did a story earlier this week. Has any city had a worse 12 months than Houston just had? And so here's everything they listed. The 21-7 home loss to the Colts kicked it off.
That sucked.
UH losing to Kentucky in the Sweet 16, which that one I thought that was a damn good season for them, and they weren't supposed to beat Kentucky, but okay. The Rockets losing to the Warriors, which totally forgot about. Giving away Jadeveon Clowney.
Sucked.
De'Aaron King deciding to sit out. Daryl Morey's Hong Kong tweet, which I'd forgotten all about. The firing of their assistant, the Astros firing their assistant GM. Losing Game 7 of the World Series. In November, the first rumors of the cheating start to surface. The James Harden dunk the ball, don't get points in December. And the Texans finish it up with a blown 24-0 lead. And then the next day, it comes down that the Astros' punishment and...
It's pretty bad.
That is a bad year.
It's a pretty bad run. I'm not going to lie.
Although, within that, there's some good stuff. I mean, the Texans did get to the second round of the playoffs. But it is when you put it all together, it's like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot about the Morey thing.
Yeah.
Which is probably good for them because nobody's talking about it now. All right, one more segment to go out here before we hit the road, and we'll have a little hopping on Hollywood when
we come back.
Which I'm looking forward to. But tell you what else I'm looking forward to is to keep getting compliments over the hair, and it's all thanks to Dr. Linville. And, guys, if you're on the fence, just go talk to him. See what it's about. I was pretty much going to just shave it off and quit. And I tried some other stuff, and I didn't want to do hair plugs. I didn't want to do any of that goofy, you know, wigs or anything like that. And so when I met with Dr. Linville, it's my own hair. It's the NeoGraft procedure. He takes the hair off the back of your head and puts it wherever you're balding. And it makes such a huge difference. He extracts the individual follicles. And the cool thing is, he's done it himself. And his hair looks fantastic. My hair is really coming along nice. And he can even redraw your hairline. He did that for me. It makes a huge difference. And don't be that guy that says, yeah, I'm going to let it go. Because the technology exists now, and Dr. Linville can make it happen for you. Go to 975hair.com. Get your consultation set up. Just see what he has to say. 975hair.com. Get your hair back.
All right, guys, if you own your home, listen up. And, guys, if maybe you don't have enough money, yeah, that's a problem for some people who own homes. It used to take hours to get a reliable quote, then someone made it easy, and you don't even have to talk to an agent with TGS. TGS, they built a system that gives you a firm insurance quote in 15 seconds using nothing but your smartphone. That's it. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. All you got to do, text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back. Boom. You get that quote sent right to you. This company, these savings, they are legit. Online rating is nearly perfect. The average customer last year saved $870 on home insurance. If you couldn't use an extra $870, I don't know what to tell you. You don't even need to wait till your renewal. TGS will take care of the back end. You can free your mind and fatten your wallet. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving now.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Tight Ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One final segment to go out here at Tight Ends in League City. Nice crowd. And always fun coming down here. Let's wrap up the show the way we do every Thursday with a little Hoffman on Hollywood.
Run DMC going to perform with Aerosmith at the Grammys. Does that do anything for you now? Or is that, you know, that happened in like the 80s and you're good with it?
Yeah, it's not something I need to see again. But hey, cool.
Yeah, January 26th. I don't really watch award shows anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, especially
not the Grammys.
Right, the only one I really care about is the Oscars. And I don't watch it. I just like to see who won.
Right.
So I don't know that I'm going to really care. But... It feels like that might... I don't know that I need to see any more of Run DMC and Aerosmith together. I think it's run its course.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool at the time.
Oh, no. Bobby Farrelly, Dumb and Dumber director, who, well, how's he looking to you, Fred?
Ooh, not good.
Well, that's his mugshot after a DUI. According to legal documents, 61-year-old director was pulled over 2 a.m. in Ketchum, Idaho, after cops say they saw him driving without taillights and failing to use a turn signal. Do you think they said, pull over? And he said, no, it's a cardigan, but thanks for noticing. That's what I would have. If I were him, that's what I would have done. I would have used a movie joke.
He and his brother did Kingpin, too, right?
Yeah.
Never mow another man's lawn.
Yep.
Yeah.
The jury pool has been selected for Harvey Weinstein. Supermodel Gigi Hadid was in the pool. She'd been dismissed. Probably for safety reasons, because she knows Harvey would try to get after that.
Oh, yeah.
When they were when they were narrowing down the pool, Harvey Weinstein's lawyer asked the court to consider if a person could have sex for reasons other than love. This is a rape trial. You can't, like... Yeah, there's reasons. Rape is one of those reasons why people might have sex other than love. It's like, I don't know if that's a good strategy by the lawyers. That seems like maybe not the best move. Like, yeah, Harvey, there's consensual sex, and then there's what you did. Not the best look for Harvey. And good news, well, I'll believe it when I see it. House of the Dragon, HBO's prequel to Game of Thrones, is on track for a 2022 debut, HBO president of programming Casey Bloys said. He says, my guess, sometime in 22, they're starting the writing. This is George R.R. Martin they're talking about, right. Starting writing.
He actually already has a book about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He doesn't finish the good ones, but he got that one. So.
Oh, well, who wants to see that?
It's
apparently the story of House Targaryen. I'll just say this. Is the Khaleesi going to be nude in this?
Well, it's 300 years before she was born, so I don't think we want to see that.
Is there a hot Khaleesi great-grandmother?
There has to be, right?
I mean, they got to figure something
out. I want the old formula of sex, dragons, and little people. Get that, and I'll watch it.
Before Thrones jumped the shark with, you know, their dark-ass episode. Well, will we have to adjust our lighting to watch this series?
Hopefully not.
Okay.
Hopefully dragons give us a lot of light.
Right.
As they burn the things to the ground.
That is Hoffman on Hollywood, Fred.
All right. Yeah, the rest of that story is they actually did. They had another one in production, and apparently it was just awful. It was the one that was going to be hundreds of years before. Or thousands of years before.
Thousands. I mean, I'll be honest. I don't even know when Game of Thrones is supposed to, like, when the date, like, what year is it supposed to be?
That's basically the same as
1970?
Lord of the Rings, man. It's like...
Is it the future or the past?
It's the Middle Ages, man.
Because, like, Star Wars is, like, long, long ago, but they're flying spaceships.
Right. But it was a galaxy far, far away.
Well, this is a made-up place, too, isn't this?
No, it really happened. That's why Tolkien wrote Lord of the Rings, and why Martin stole all the stuff from Tolkien. It really happened in the Middle Ages. There were dragons and little people and magic.
Oh.
You don't believe me?
People can't see me face palming and shaking my head at you.
Oh, all right. Well, technically it's the past, I think. But you're right. It's not a real place. Guess what? Tight Ends is a real place. Get your butt out here. I want to thank everybody who came out. Really good job today by... Aaron, great job by Hoffman. I pretty much sucked today because I agreed with AJ too much.
But good job.
We'll do it again tomorrow in studio. And
Late Hits coming up next.
Yeah, Late Hits.
Boom!
If you're about to doze off behind the wheel, put on Late Hits. Patrick will not let you. All right, till tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches.